Hope was running high for the James family when they opened their La Luna Cafe 5 months ago in Sioux Falls. Then the coronavirus pandemic struck. The city has since limited crowds and retail businesses to 10 or fewer people. Salvador James manages the cafe.
January, February are all pretty dry months for all business in general, and we had made it past that. To then be blindsided by a pandemic, that's pretty disheartening.
James says the family has to keep the business open because it's their livelihood. So they serve the few customers who come in, and they fill takeout orders. And they've joined with other tenants in their building to petition the landlord for a temporary drop in rent. In Huron, the city has closed public dining areas to eat-in customers. Restaurants can only offer delivery and takeout items. Rhonda Sprecher owns Don't Spill the Beans, a bistro and coffee shop. She is shut down for the time being.
It's a very stressful time. So, you know, nobody knows the right answer. I think that everybody's trying to just, you know, work together on the situation.
Rapid City also has shut down non-essential public spaces. That includes the tap room at Hay Camp Brewing Company. Co-owner Carl Koth is using a new website to offer bottles and cans of craft beer for pickup. He's also researching the forgivable small business loans authorized recently by Congress.
We can go for a minute here and then we'll figure out how long is this going to last, right? So that's a big question in everybody's mind.
The South Dakota Municipal League doesn't know how many local governments have imposed coronavirus-related business restrictions. But online research shows there are restrictions across the state, from small towns like Kimball to bigger cities like Spearfish. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.